rolling, 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 rolling.
From Washington, D.C. Say, man, I enjoy Clemson.
Yes, indeed. The Men of Color Summit was absolutely great.
I enjoyed that, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Had a good time. And I did change my speech, and I gave you Wakanda. Change it up.
And I didn't even use it.
Made me change my speech for no reason. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil. Is this Negro Comedian Week? We got Guy, Roy Wood Jr., Don D.C. Curry.
On the TJMS, that's right.
All three of y'all split that same comedian check. All right, man.
And the mic. Man. I'm a
and the microphone. All right, folks. Donald Trump, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was created. Under President Barack Obama, it was all about protecting consumers in a variety of ways, especially when it came to payday lending. But the Trump administration has pretty much let them off the hook and they can do whatever they want. But you also have seen the influence on various states. Well, in Florida, one particular company really targeted African-American pastors, but also the Black Caucus and others. Joining us right now is Reverend Sakina Hamlin, director of the Faith and Credit Roundtable for the Center for Responsible Lending. Reverend Hamlin, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on, Roland. And thank you, Mr. Joyner, for providing the opportunity as well.
So there was an expansion there of a payday lenders there in Florida. And it was, of course, a bill sponsored by Republicans, but they really targeted Black folks. Explain what happened and why you think that's a fundamental problem.
Sure. Well, first off, predatory payday lending is based on a business model that goes against biblical teachings that robs the poor just because they are poor. And Proverbs 22:22 tells us that God commands us not to do that. And so, as you said, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau under President Barack Obama issued a payday rule. Well, here in Florida, we saw a challenge to that ruling that they introduced a new product in Florida in which there would be even more interest and targeted some Black pastors and some of our civil rights organizations to carry the water. But it must be noted that that in and of itself is a part of the predatory model, because what we've seen this predatory payday industry do is not only prey on communities of color, but we've seen them in their marketing strategies to try to coerce pastors of color and some of our civil rights organizations into providing cover for them as they go and advocate for this bad legislation. And that's what happened here in Florida.
How much are we talking about here? We talk about these high interest. I'm reading a Miami Herald story, and they said, quote, they said that companies like Amscot, this is one company they name, will now offer up to $1,000 loan and collect up to $214 in fees before they can only offer $500 loans and just collect $55.
That's exactly right. And it should be noted also that Amscot, which is based in Florida and has greased a lot of pockets, if you will, that Amscot and other payday lenders spent more than $8 million just in contributions to legislators as well as lobbying efforts in the last 10 years. So this was a setup, if you will. And thankfully, there were civil rights leaders. We know one of our heroes even today that tirelessly fights and uses his legal genius based here in Florida but all over the country to proclaim that Black Lives Matter and to really make sure that our people's voice are heard. Ben Crump was one that fought against this bill and called folk out. And so we really want to appreciate him. We want to appreciate the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the 11th Episcopal District, and Bishop Adam J. Richardson and the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, the Faith for Just Lending Coalition, and so many folks that fought against it. And though there may have been a few leaders or a few ministers that did carry this water, what we know is one minister does not represent the AME Church or the National Baptist Convention USA Inc. It's a different thing to say, oh, I'm here as a minister, as opposed to saying that I'm here representing my denomination.
But I got to ask you this, Theo. How do we deal with the problem, though, where supporters have said, look, Black folks don't have lending options in the community, so therefore payday lenders, they rely on that. And so how do we deal with that? Because that's what supporters also say. Look, it's a lending option for African Americans. How do you respond to that?
We respond by reminding them that it is a predatory business product that charges, on average, more than 391% interest. We also remind them, any of us that are parents, I would not feed my starving child poisonous food. Yes, my child is hungry, but I don't want them to die in the process. And so then, therefore, we lift up models like North Carolina that had payday lending at one point, but we were able to get it out of North Carolina. And guess what? God's children still have opportunities for credit. There are resources out there. We lift up the Virginia United Methodist Church that developed a Jubilee Fund, which is an alternative loan product that is a healthy product, not a predatory product, because it realized that the Virginia legislature would not pass a rate cap. And so then we lift up models like that. We lift up Reverend Dr. Freddie Haynes and Friendship West Baptist Church in Texas and their credit union that has products. There are resources out there.
Got it.
It is a lie from the enemy to say that our community only deserves an unhealthy predatory product.
Tom, go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how you're connecting predatory lending and payday loans to the African American church and pastors. I don't understand the connection.
Well, because first of all, because they're in Florida, Tom, the one particular company flew Black pastors into Tallahassee on private jets, had them testify on behalf of this particular bill. Also, what took place, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference supported it. And according to the Miami Herald, the granddaughter of Mayor McLeod Bethune, and then they also targeted other Black organizations. And 23 of the 26 Black Democratic lawmakers in Florida supported the particular bill. And so that's what happened there. And Reverend, are you also seeing that across the country where payday lenders are targeting Black organizations and Black communities to help gain support?
Yes. Yes, we are. Thank you so much, Roland, for that. Yes, we are. We're seeing that in Michigan right now, where SCLC's name was used, and even we just commemorated the 50th anniversary of the martyrdom of Martin Luther King, and even his name was used in Michigan to provide cover for the Michigan House and Senate to pass a bill or a resolution that said to their congressional delegation that they should repeal the CFPB's payday rule.
What she's talking about was the Florida bill, but what's happening right now in Congress, they want to really gut the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and pretty much give payday lenders a clear runway, which was not the case under President Obama. So we'll see what happens with that legislation in Washington, D.C. Reverend, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, payday loans.
Up to 300-400% interest.
Yeah.
Well, what about Black church providing a credit union?
Yeah.
Right, and that's what she's talking about.
And having a reasonable rate of interest. What about that?